A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard of this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but it is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. After that, he said to the disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived there, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that he was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone laid across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench, for it has been 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go free." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. My friends, we've been on a rather long journey this Lent. We've been on a journey these last several weeks where the Lord has taken us to many different places. We began our Lenten pilgrimage by following our Lord into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights to fast and to pray. On the second Sunday, Jesus led us to a mountaintop for the transfiguration. We were invited to look at the areas of our lives that need transformation. Jesus then led us to Samaria, where he met the woman at the well. We thirst with her for the life-giving water of baptism. Last week, Jesus introduced us to the man born blind. We are invited to gain spiritual sight that comes from faith. This week, we follow Jesus to the tomb of Lazarus. Jesus gives us his most powerful I am statement, the title God gave himself in Exodus when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." We are amazed to learn that Jesus has power over death itself. My friends, Ezekiel has said it, doesn't he? "Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them." And I will share with you one of my favorite quotes from one of the early church fathers, St. Irenaeus, who said, "Gloria Dei est vivans homo." The glory of God is a living human being. It's also been loosely translated to, "The glory of God is the human being fully alive." Well, what does that mean? It means that God is happy when we are alive as we can be. Furthermore, it also means the opposite, that God is unhappy when we are not fully alive, Naturally, when Jesus comes to us, he comes as a healer. He comes to raise people from the dead, physically, but also spiritually. In fact, in the Gospels, Jesus raised 3 people from the dead in his ministry: Jairus' daughter, the widow of Nain's son, and Lazarus. St. Augustine, the early church father, had some very interesting things to say about the 3 miracle stories recalling Jesus raising people from the dead. Notice that Jairus' daughter died in the house. He's interested in that death occurs in the house. The house represents the soul for St. Augustine. The daughter's death then represents the death inside us due to sin that has affected only our inner selves. Jesus wants to raise up from even that little kind of spiritual death. Notice that the widow of Nain's son is carried outside the house after he died. That kind of death represents the sin within us that not only affects the inside of our souls, but also our outer person. This spiritual death has made an effect on the person that we are. Jesus wants to raise us up from that kind of death too. And now we have the story of Lazarus. Lazarus is not only outside of the house, but he is also in a tomb. When Jesus commands them to roll away the stone, Martha cautions Jesus, "Lord, by now there will be a stench, for it has been 4 days. St. Augustine remarks that the spiritual death described by Lazarus' death is the one that has not only affected our inner soul and our outer person, but the spiritual death of Lazarus represents the sinfulness that makes our lives stink to other people around us. It affects our relationships, and it has killed the person that God intended us to be." And look at Jesus when he learns the fate of his friend Lazarus. It says Jesus wept. Now this is God. God is weeping for Lazarus. Again, it says that Jesus was perturbed and deeply troubled. God is perturbed and deeply troubled because God hates death. Like St. Irenaeus, the glory of God is a human being fully alive. And so Jesus commands us to roll away the stone. You see, one of the saddest things I hear as a priest is when people tell me that they cannot go to confession or seek reconciliation because they think their sin is unforgivable. Some people even decide against going to church regularly because they feel like God doesn't love them. My friends, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ is that while we were still yet sinners, Jesus died on the cross for us. This is how much God loves us. This means that there is no sin that cannot be forgiven, no spiritual death that can't be brought back to life. The invitation this Lent is to come to the living water like the woman at the well. The invitation is to regain spiritual sight like the man blind since birth. The invitation is to rise from the dead like Lazarus. My friends, what are the areas in our lives that are like a corpse? What are the areas in our spiritual lives that are bound up, that are tied up, unable to move like a body confined in a coffin? What is the stone that is blocking us from the love of Jesus? What boulder is blocking us from resurrection and new life? Jesus says, "Roll away the stone. Roll away the stone. The glory of God is a human being fully alive."